Oval FM.
Headline Sport.
Started off with football. The plan to show the Champions League final on big screens in Manchester has now been scrapped. The decision follows the violence that surrounded last night's UEFA Cup final in the city. Dozens of Rangers fans went on the rampage through Manchester after a giant screen failed to work properly. Tributes have been pouring in for Celtic legend Tommy Burns. The midfielder lost his battle with cancer at the age of 51. He made more than 350 appearances for the club and led them to Scottish Cup success in 1995 as manager. Wembley's lost more than £20 million last year in running costs alone. That figure doesn't include any interest payments on the £346 million loan the FA still owes on the stadium. The Football Association says it wants Wembley to be profitable by 2012. In cricket, England have made a good start to day one of the first test at Lord's against New Zealand. The visitors are 109 for 5 after rain washed out the morning session, with Jimmy Anderson taking 3 wickets and Stuart Broad chipping in with the other two. And finally, tennis. Andy Murray's birthday celebrations are on hold ahead of this evening's showdown with Rafael Nadal at the Hamburg Masters. The Scottish star faces a huge test against the French Open champion on the day he turns 21. Murray's lost both his previous encounters with the Spaniard. Meanwhile, Roger Federer's eased into the quarterfinals. The world number one beat Sweden's Robin Söderling in straight sets, 6-3, 6-2. Yeovil Town completed the League One season with a battling 3-2 defeat away at Nottingham Forest. Goals from Jamie Peters and Andy Kirk were not enough to earn the Glovers any points at the City Ground. The result sees Forest promoted to the Championship and means Yeovil Town finish in 18th place. Boss Russell Slade will be hoping for a lot more luck with injuries next season after only being able to name the same team on a few occasions this year. It finished from the City Ground, Nottingham Forest 3, Yeovil Town 2.
Obviously looking forward to actually getting the season started, because pre-season is great, but it's when you actually, you know, when you actually get into the games that matter, that's when it, you can, things really click in and you really sort of get the momentum going, fingers crossed.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I think the players are looking forward to that now. I think they feel fit, I think they feel strong, and you know, we're really pleased with the way things are going.
Very quick word, obviously, on the side of Marcus Stewart. I mean, you've got an experienced defender at defence, obviously. You've now got one of the experienced strikers as well in Marcus, to that, as you said, in the conference, sort of help out with, well, the rest of the lads and the rest of the squad.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there, seen it, done it, Neil, hasn't he? And, you know, at the very, very top level where he's been a top goal scorer.
So it's rapidly approaching, just 2 weeks away and a day until this year's UK Ironman Triathlon taking place at Sherborne Castle. Joining me in the studio right now, I've got Oval FM's Ironman competitor this year, Neil Munford. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, doing good.
That's the spirit. That's what we like to hear. So, obviously, you've been training for quite some time now for the event. It's just 2 weeks away. So, let's start with, how are you feeling at the moment?
Petrified. No, I'm feeling like